China's football and basketball clubs were busy signing a number of international star players in 2012. At the same time, tennis and golf are starting to become more recognised, given that Chinese athletes are starting to thrive in those sports as well. That leads us, of course, to our reflections on 2012 today. Jian Xuanfeng takes a closer look at the world of sport.
北京时间7月22号的晚上8点37分，魔兽德罗巴来到了中超。
Didier Drogba, one of the world's best strikers, signed for Shanghai Shenhua in a contract worth €400,000 per week. The 34-year-old has since been joined by former French international striker Nicolas Anelka at Shenhua. Guangzhou Evergrande recently signed Italian World Cup winning manager Marcello Lippi, as well as Argentine midfielder Conca. Guizhou Renhe is set to sign Vjestan Misimovic, the co-captain of Bosnia and Herzegovina's national team. His move to China for €1.5 million per year. Despite the spate of high-profile signings, experts and sports fans are voicing concerns about the trend. Former Shanghai midfielder Fan Yun is among those asking whether big-name signings are sustainable for the future of Chinese football.
I feel more of the focus should still be on developing young talents. A mature football club must give emphasis on the overall development of their football teams. They cannot let their first team age and have no younger players to take over.
China is currently 88th in the world rankings, far behind Asia's top three, Japan, South Korea, and Australia. At the same time, basketball clubs have also been signing a lot of international stars. Former NBA All-Star Tracy McGrady is now playing for the Qingdao Double Stars. Former Washington Wizard Gilbert Arenas is with the Shanghai Sharks. Shanghai and Qingdao are among the teams at the bottom of the CBA standings this season. And for many, it remains to be seen how much the former NBAers are helping. But compared with basketball and football, tennis is becoming popular, thanks to the rise of homegrown stars like Li Na and Peng Shuai. Li Na made it to two Grand Slam finals in 2011, winning the French Open, the victory making Li Na the first Asian to win a Grand Slam tournament. Her victory has inspired a large number of young fans, including the 11-year-old Chen Ruoyu, who plays tennis at her training school in Shanghai 6 days a week.
Both my mom and dad play tennis. They brought me to the court when I was little. I love the feeling of running around and the sound of the ball hitting the racket. It would be wonderful if I could become the next Li Na, but regardless, I have a lot of fun playing tennis.
The Women's Tennis Association estimates that more than 130 million Chinese people are now taking up tennis rackets. Here in China, three WTA and ATP events are being put on every year, including the Shanghai Masters and the China Open held in Beijing. Tom McCarthy is the president of Beijing International Group, the official promoter of the China Tennis Association.
Now we're trying to do things in terms of the schools. We have two school programs going on this week. We're trying to bring it more to the real people, not just the specialized people. It has to be a community spirit. You know, it starts with the government, but it's the responsibility of everybody.
Like tennis, golf is also becoming much more popular. In June, 22-year-old Feng Shanshan became the first Chinese player to win the LPGA Championship. The China Golf Association estimates there are around 358,000 core players above the age of 18. This number is said to be growing by 7.5% every year. For CRI, I'm Zhang Shuangfeng.